Welcome to Season 6 of the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. This season of the podcast is devoted to the greatest sermon ever preached, the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus teaches His people about life in the kingdom of God.
Sometimes the most godly spiritual thing you can do is feast. We're commanded to enjoy food more often than we are commanded to fast. In today's episode, we'll study the purpose of feasting to help us understand the purpose of fasting. It's not spiritual to fast when you should be feasting. It's false teachers who teach that. It's false religions who teach that there's something inherently spiritual about just going without food. 1 Timothy 4:2. Such teachings come through hypocritical liars. They forbid people to marry and order them to abstain from certain foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and who know the truth. For everything God created is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving because it is consecrated by the word of God and prayer. For the believer, eating is a sacred act, or at least it should be, a sacred act, because as soon as you give thanks for that food, as soon as you see that food as a gesture of God's love, that food becomes holy. And eating it becomes a holy, sacred act. There are teachers today who make it sound like fasting is like, it's just like an automatic solution to every spiritual problem. And it's like this spiritual boost that you get, and you should always be fasting, and you're doing terrible. You're not fasting 40 days every other month, and you're doing a bad job or whatever. And, you know, they can just really get carried away, you know. If only Eve had been fasting or whatever. I mean, they just get carried away with it. Sometimes the most spiritual, godly thing you could do is feast. Eating is an important part of the Christian life. Scripture speaks more often about eating than it does about fasting. And in the Old Testament, God is forever commanding feasts. Remember this with a feast. Have another feast. Do this feast. And not only feast, but enjoy it. Deuteronomy 16:13. Celebrate the feast and be joyful at your feast. Eat a lot of food and like it. That's the command. Jesus knocks at the door in the book of Revelation wanting to come in and do what? Eat. It's obvious just from the creation, looking around us, that God wants us to enjoy food. Right? I mean, you just think of the variety. It's unbelievable. The food and the capacity of the tongue to appreciate different tastes and flavors, it's staggering. I mean, he didn't have to make things that way. God didn't have to do that. He could have just made us all subsist on dirt, right? He could have made our systems so that we just eat dirt or plain oatmeal, pretty much the same. But he didn't. He built in all these flavors, so many different flavors of food that I don't believe any one person could ever sample all of them in a single lifetime. Some of us are trying, but... And so while other religions are focusing on abstain from this, abstain from that, no to this, say no to that, can't do this, all kinds of required fasts, God is sitting there with Israel just commanding feast after feast after feast for His people. It's a contrast. And in the New Testament, all those feasts are replaced by the Lord's table, a meal. And in the New Testament, the way they celebrated the Lord's table was with a love feast, which was a huge potluck fellowship meal. Even on the night before His crucifixion, Jesus didn't fast. He ate a big meal with His disciples and enjoyed it. Luke 22:15, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover meal with you. When Jesus talked about heaven, He could hardly mention heaven without mentioning food. And there's no mention of fasting in heaven. Thankfully, right? God designed us to eat when we're happy. That's God's design. And the people who try and teach that fasting has some magical power built into it, it doesn't. There's absolutely no spiritual benefit to fasting in and of itself. There's absolutely no spiritual benefit to fasting per se, in and of itself. 1 Corinthians 8:8. Food does not bring us near to God. We are no worse if we do not eat and no better if we do. Are there some things in your life right now worth celebrating? Consider connecting those things with
your next really good meal and make it a celebration. One drawback of living in such a wealthy culture is that we tend to feast every day. We have so much wealth that instead of eating plain rice and beans for most meals, we usually try to make it so pretty much every meal we eat is something we really like. In fact, half the time we think it's a hardship if we have to eat something we normally like but that we're not really in the mood for today. That's why we stand in front of a loaded refrigerator and think there's nothing to eat. The problem with feasting every day is we desensitize ourselves to the delights of food and we diminish our ability to use food as celebration. Maybe if we ate a more plain diet most days, we could have more ability to celebrate good things with great meals. And it would help protect us from making food into an idol that we run to for things we should be running to God for. Maybe you don't want to do that. God's blessed you with the ability to have access to tasty food every day, so you're going to enjoy it every day. So you're going to enjoy it every day. Fine. That's your choice. But I would still urge you to make every effort to make that food holy by being truly grateful to God for it. Make each meal an act of enjoying God.
Thank you for listening. We pray that in this series your life will be transformed by the soaring ethics, deep insights, and glorious promises of the Sermon on the Mount. We are crowdfunded ministry, so if you would like this podcast to continue, please consider supporting us with a tax-deductible gift. Just go to treasuringgod.com and click on Give. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.